This is a Bill Press Show podcast.
I'm still on fire about this. The fact that the National Park Service has granted Glenn Beck, with Sarah Palin joined at the hip at his side, to hold this rally on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial on August 28th, the 47th anniversary of Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech at the Lincoln Memorial. We talked about it yesterday, got your calls about it. But here's the deal. So I told you I was going to continue on this, and I took it right to the National Park Service yesterday. I talked to a man by the name of Bill Line. He is communications officer for the National Park Service and their office that has jurisdiction over events on the mall. It is the Office of Park Programs. That's what it's called. And let me tell you something. I learned some stunning things about this. All right, let's back up here a little bit, right? This is called the Restoring Honor Rally. If you go to Glenn Beck's website, you'll see the big poster. It's the Lincoln, shows the Lincoln Memorial, Lincoln sitting there on this on the throne, the Lincoln Memorial, and by Glenn Beck. He's the one calling it August 28, 2010. There are T-shirts for sale. There are posters for sale. They tell you how to get there. Take a metro. Take the bus. They're going to be renting bus, chartering buses. Don't try to drive in and park. He says. I mean, all the details about get there. But now here's what I learned from the Park Service yesterday. Number one, this rally is not at the Lincoln Memorial per se. I still think it's wrong. I still think they should not get the permit. But the rally is to be held, if held, I'll get to that in a second, on the steps of the reflecting pool, which are down in front and across this little street there from the Lincoln Memorial and the steps of the Lincoln Memorial itself. In other words, Glenn Beck is not telling the truth about exactly where the rally will be held. It will be held in front of the Lincoln Memorial, not on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, number one. And number two, and again, this is according to Mr. Bill Line of the National Park Service, they don't even have a permit yet. The permit has not been given. They've asked for it. The 912 organization, which is Glenn Beck's phony front organization that he founded, has applied for a permit, but they're still in discussions. They're still in negotiation. Yeah, they're selling T-shirts. They're announcing it. They're selling posters. They're telling people to come on down. They don't have the permit yet, and they might not even get the permit. They're still in negotiations. So you got it? Glenn Beck is saying the rally's going to be held where it's not going to be held. Glenn Beck is inviting people to the rally and selling stuff for the rally that may not even happen because they may not meet the requirements that the National Park Service puts in terms of safety and putting up a bond and all that kind of stuff. And the third thing that we learned this morning, thanks to one of our listeners, is that the third phony thing about this is that Glenn Beck is exploiting a charity set up to raise money for the military, to raise money for our troops. He is exploiting that in order to pay for his rally. There's an organization called the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Okay. By the way, this is the same one that Sean Hannity uses and abuses to raise money for his so-called freedom concerts or whatever they are. So Glenn Beck, on his website, the same one about August 28th, he asks for contributions and solicits contributions to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. And then when you look at the small print, right, the fine print, here's what it says. All contributions made to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation will first be applied to the costs of the Restoring Honor Rally taking place on August 28, 2010. All contributions in excess of those costs will then be retained by the SOWF, right? In other words, yeah, you contribute to the troops, but Glenn Beck first is going to steal your money and use it to pay for his political rally with Sarah Palin. And if there's any spare change left over, that will go to the troops. What a total fraud. Just want to point out what a phony this guy is. Number one, who would desecrate the memory of Abraham Lincoln and Martin Luther King and Marian Anderson to have a rally even in front of the Lincoln Memorial. Number two, would lie to the American people that he's got permission from the Park Service to hold this rally when, in fact, yet he does not. And number three, that he would, this is the most shameful of all, that he would take a charity set up to raise money for our armed forces, members of the armed forces, and their families, and use that and suck that money and steal that money to pay for his political rally on at the Lincoln Memorial. Disgusting, disgusting, disgusting. But what do you expect from Glenn Beck?
The Bill Press Show.
Want to hear more? Get commercial-free podcasts every day when you purchase a subscription at BillPressShow.com.